The Warriors host the Boston Celtics on Saturday night to wrap up a three-game homestand as both teams are at the top of their conference standings, with the Warriors looking to avenge a loss to the Celtics in Boston back in November. And Thursday night with Minnesota visiting, the Warriors with an impressive showing from beyond the arc, finishing with a season-high 21 total threes and fending off a solid T-Wolves challenge on the way to a 126-113 victory. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Our whole focus this week has been win the possession battle. We gave up 12 more field goal attempts than we got. So we lost that mindset tonight. But, you know, our guys are so talented. They, you know, they lit up the scoreboard, 21 threes. And so they can win games. They can win a lot of games, you know, without being totally dialed in and without defending at a high level. That's what happened tonight.
You kind of already answered this, but is there any concern that you have to play Steph 35 minutes, Clay 35 minutes, Durant 35 minutes in a game when you're able to score 120 something?
No. I mean, they, you know, that's, you do what you have to do to win the game, and we didn't secure the game really until minute and a half left, and I didn't want to take them out at that point. But you know, we have a lot of games where they're down at 30 minutes, and so if they're at 36, 37, that's fine.
Steve, we've obviously seen you guys play like this offensively, but what do you think was the driving force tonight that enabled so many guys to
contribute? I thought Kevin offensively was pushing the ball like crazy in transition, which really set a good tone. He had a lot of plays where I know he had a triple-double, but some of the plays, he didn't even get the assist, but he raced the ball down the floor, which puts the defense on its heels. And then you get the movement from there. And I love a really good push up the floor, and rather than walking the ball up the floor. And I thought Kevin was the key guy in that regard tonight.
Iguodala had 10 points for the first time in a while, pull up three in transition. With how banged up he's been, was it encouraging for you to see him come out and look, you know, pretty spry out there?
Yeah, Andre looked great, and he was active and engaged, and didn't surprise me. You know, I know he hasn't been making his shot, but you know, he's still a great player.
Steve, playing off of what you just said, what have you thought of Kevin Durant's assist total over the last two games, and just sort of how he's added facilitating so much this season to his game?
Well, it's always been a part of his game, but I think playing with these guys, playing with the outside shooters, you know, with Steph and Clay, gives him more options and more possibilities for assists. But you know, Kevin's been an all-around offensive threat his entire career. Post-ups, you know, three-point shots, making plays for others. He's an amazing talent.
You got your closing lineup finishing both halves in a big plus. I know you say you were never worried about this group, but this is now a couple games where they've been a positive after a bunch where they were not. How important is it to know you can just go to that group and close with those five guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great sign, but it's not like I was that concerned about it before. I mean, I think circumstances are a lot different now compared to a couple of years ago when that lineup, you know, destroyed everybody. A lot of teams have changed the way they've played us. They've changed their own styles. The game's gotten smaller and faster and even more three-point shooting. And it felt like a couple of years ago we caught some people off guard with that lineup, and you know, our opponents have had a lot of time to study us and try to counter what we do, and so it's probably not as effective as it was, but it's still putting our five best players on the floor, which is good coaching.
Coach, the Timberwolves made run after run, cut their deficit to 5 points, 6 points, 7 points, and each time your team turn it back with a barrage of threes quick. What does that say about your team?
It says they're really talented, and they can make shots in a flurry. And, you know, when you got all three of those guys going, you know, from the three-point line, that's tough to guard. And we needed that because we didn't guard them, and we started turning the ball over. Again, they, you know, the idea of losing the possession battle by a big number, very disappointing for me, because that was the focus coming in. We were in good shape at halftime. I think we were within one on the possession battle, and then things kind of got away from us in the second half. We had a lot of turnovers and gave up some offensive boards. We sent them to the line quite a bit in that fourth quarter. So it wasn't our best effort, but again, talent wins.
Coach, now you have seen them wearing the new jersey. What do you think?
Yeah, I like the new jerseys. They looked sharp. I would never look good in yellow. I'm way too pale, but our guys look pretty good.
Steve, you you talked about defense, but is it harder to focus on defense when you start fast like you did tonight and the offense is coming pretty easily? Does that sort of lend itself to like just thinking we can outscore these guys because we're hot?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's been our mindset many nights this year, and I'm completely willing to understand that and accept it because of our circumstances and because it's January. And but we can't expect to play like this all year and be really successful in the playoffs. At some point, you have to guard, and these last couple weeks have not been good for us defensively. But I know that we will get that turned around when the time is right.
And after Saturday's game here at Oracle Arena against the Celtics, the Warriors hit the road for three games, and it all starts on Tuesday in Salt Lake City as they take on the Utah Jazz. I'm Lawrence Scott. This is Warrior Sound.